This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, U.S. Army retired, Dickinson College visiting professor. He's in the great state of Pennsylvania. He also is the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. In the news, Russian Navy moving Kilo attack boats to safety from Ukraine's strike risk. This is the U.S. Naval Institute news. I trust it. So they're moving around forces that are consistent with major warfare, Jeff. Now, the assertion here is that they're within missile range. They've been within missile range for 6 months. Are we to read this as something that is precautionary, or do we have any reason to watch all of the Russian forces in these next days? After all, mobilization is a way of talking about changing your DEFCON.
Yeah, exactly right. I think monitoring the status of all Russian forces is key. I've been in contact with colleagues in Kyiv even today, and they say that in addition to the offensive around Kharkiv proceeding, albeit perhaps a bit more slowly as it starts to lose momentum and has to sustain itself logistically, they still claim to be making progress in and around Kherson and have some confidence that they'll be able to take Kherson. If they do that, then their ability to strike targets deeper and deeper into Crimea become a lot easier on their part. Furthermore, they can better interdict the water supply because Crimea lacks fresh water. And once you get in those positions, then the vulnerability of the Black Sea fleet in Sevastopol becomes a lot higher. They've already been hit a couple of times, the Moskva being a very, very disturbing event in terms of its sinking for the Russian Navy. And now we see this repositioning. So I think it is a cautionary tale on the Russians' part of their concern on how things are developing over time and the expanded Ukrainian ability to strike targets at some deep range. But, you know, John, it underscores one of the puzzles that you and I have talked about a lot, and that is the Russians' inability to really take advantage of the enormous naval advantage they had at the start of the war. We thought there might be an amphibious effort. That never materialized, and the Navy has been kind of irrelevant. And furthermore, the Russians' inability to take advantage, at least on paper, of their air superiority. They still have been unable, here 7 months into the conflict, to achieve any significant degree of air superiority or even thinking about air supremacy over the battlefield.
Jeff, the history books say a cornered foe is the most dangerous. Is Putin cornered? We have less than a minute.
To some degree, I believe he is. And as I said to a lot of people, the good news is Russia is losing. The bad news is Russia is losing. And then what has happened here is Mr. Putin has said, in response to the situation, he is going to escalate in the fashion we've been talking about. He had an alternative. He could have suddenly announced, we've spanked the Ukrainians, we've killed off the Nazis and got the propaganda machine to start ginning out that we've actually been victorious, and sought a ceasefire and negotiation to try to freeze this conflict. So he had a fork in the road, and he's taken it, and it seems the fork he's taken is to escalate.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, visiting professor at Dickinson College, as well as the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.